Welcome everybody back in to another episode of Peter's Proffer here in the courtroom of current events. Before we get started today, I just want to announce we are doing a ticket giveaway for the East-West Shrine Game, which is the Florida All-Star football game for the college athletes that are chosen and invited to come play over in St. Pete. It's at the Tropicana Field. It's an all-star game. It's a really cool, fun event. We have some tickets we are going to be giving away if people leave reviews and comments and five-star ratings to the podcast. That is one way to enter to win these tickets. So jump on that. For today's episode, we're going to be doing a little update on the texting and driving laws in Florida. There's been some movement in the Senate to push a bill that brings down harsher penalties. So we're going to kind of dig into that today and see what it would look like going forward as soon as 2019. So if you have any questions or any comments or anything you want us to touch on, send us an email. Find us on social media at Tragos Law. And thanks for listening in. Okay, so texting and driving. We're back on this subject. We've already done a podcast of what it currently is in Florida now, which is a secondary offense. You can't be pulled over for it. You have to be doing something else at the same time, like speeding or changing lanes without a blinker in order to get a ticket and a fine for texting and driving. The fine's only $20 right now. So it's not so crazy how it is in Florida right now, but that's not necessarily true across the country. What are the other states doing?
Most of the states in the United States, 43 of them to be exact, have a law on the books that says texting and driving is a primary offense, which means you can be pulled over simply for texting and driving. Just for fun, there are three states, Arizona, Montana, and Missouri, where you can feel free to text and drive all you want because it is not a primary or a secondary offense. It is not an offense at all.
But it can still be used as comparative fault in a personal injury case and things like that. So it's not like there's no negatives about it. And also in Missouri, they have some little law in there about non-commercial drivers over 22. So if you're under 22 or you're driving a commercial vehicle, you cannot text and drive. But for most regular people, you're allowed to text and drive without a separate fine or ticket for it in Missouri. So that's kind of what it looks like across the country. And we know what it looks like already in Florida. If you don't, go back and listen to our podcast on texting and driving. We dive deep into exactly what the Florida law states now and how it is now in 2018. But there's some things going forward in the legislature for 2019, as soon as 2019, to change it. And there was a Florida Highway Patrol sergeant that was interviewed, and he was saying that it's so hard to tell the difference between a driver that is texting and a driver that is drunk because they both exhibit the same driving behavior, including weaving in and out of lanes, speeding up or slowing down for no obvious reason, getting really close to other cars, or stopping just barely short, which is really endangering other people's lives. And from the naked eye, even from a police officer's eye, you can't tell. It used to be, oh, that person's obviously drunk. But now he's saying sometimes he goes and he thinks this guy's going to be really drunk, and then it's obvious they were just texting on their phone. So, you know, as always, the pro for making a harsher texting and driving law is for public safety. But like we talked about the cons, you know, there's the racial profiling element, and, you know, there's data that some of the other states that have harsher penalties, it doesn't actually bring down the dangers, the accidents, the problems with texting and driving like they thought it would. It's only a 1-3% decrease in the car accidents or lives that are taken from people that were texting and driving. So does it actually correlate? Is it worth it if it brings with it some racial profiling from law enforcement officers? Do you really want to have that harsher penalty? So Florida has Senate Bill 76, Pete, and what is that calling for?
It's pretty simple. What it basically says is it will make utilizing a cell phone, manipulating a cell phone, a primary unlawful offense. In other words, if you're driving down the road and a police officer sees you on your phone and the specific text says that a person may not operate a motor vehicle while manually typing or entering multiple letters, numbers, symbols, or other characters into a wireless communication device, they can pull you over.
It's really crazy to me because just as a lawyer who's on rule committees reading that rule, I see all sorts of problems with it. I mean, it really does seem crazy. You can't type or enter multiple letters.
Right.
So are you allowed to enter one?
That's right. If you got one letter alone, you're fine.
Or symbols. So are you allowed to send emojis back and forth while you're driving? Like, that's the type of stuff to me where I don't even know why they have that. But I guess somebody argued that, well, if you don't make it specific, then you can't. So I don't know. I don't get why it says multiple.
Right. There's also a second part to it. And it's not just utilizing your cell phone for purposes of texting and driving, but it also is going to place a penalty on reading text that you've received. And this is the interesting part. Talking on a handheld device.
Holding it up to your ear.
Right. Holding it up to your ear as opposed to having it running through your Bluetooth.
So you're not allowed to text, or read data, it says also. So that means on a website or on an app, you're not allowed to read through whatever the data or the text is on your phone. And what it's called is Senate Bill 76, but what kind of the nickname for it is the Florida Ban on Wireless Communication Devices While Driving Law. Okay. It's kind of a mouthful, but it says what it's supposed to say. But what would be allowable?
Well,
even with the new law, there are some things you can still do in the car with your cell phone.
Yeah, you can use, you can look at your cell phone for like navigation purposes. You can look at it for, sometimes they have safety bulletins like silver alerts and things like that, amber alerts. You can look at it for that. What's interesting is a lot of cars, Ford has one, I know, and I think some of the other manufacturers, you can actually tie your phone to your Apple Play through your
Apple CarPlay
through your vehicle, so it'll actually tell you or read you your text back on the screen of the car.
Right, so it's actually going to specifically set out that hands-free actions on your wireless device, they're okay. So you're allowed to, car, dial phone tag, whatever, Peter Sardis, and it can call Peter Sardis, and you can do things like that as long as you're not using your phone. Also, you're not manually entering any numbers or letters for me to click your name on my phone and put it on speaker, because that's hands-free and I'm talking to you without my hand. So there are some things you can do, as well as GPS, which I'm sure is going to be everybody's excuse that gets pulled over for this. I was just looking at Waze or my GPS or whatever, but it seems like that stuff is still going to be allowable. It's just going to be an argument or a judgment call from police officers, which a lot of people don't love. And projecting going forward, based on the previous texting and driving law that actually passed before it was held up because of the racial profiling and some of the public interest groups that really fought against it, it was passed like 112-3 in 2018, but it didn't actually go through because it was held up. I think this one's going to pass, and I think we're going to mirror the other 43 states more than right now, where we're, kind of in the middleman zone where we have something, but it's not a primary offense.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think we're going to have a problem making it get through the legislature. The problem is going to be in how do you enforce this thing? And I think we're going to see.
So what problems do you foresee with the way that it's written and the way that it's going to have to be enforced?
Yeah, right off the bat, you're right. You can laugh about it, but your defense number one is I did not enter multiple characters, Your Honor. I only typed one emoji. I only typed an exclamation point. I was looking at my phone, putting in the address for my navigation because it wasn't coming up correctly. There's 100 holes. What it really is going to do is give law enforcement an opportunity to stop drivers. And even if it's just to get their attention, because the fine itself isn't going to really make much difference to anybody.
Well, it could go up. The fine could go up from $20.
Yeah. Right now, it's still $20. They haven't actually posted a potential increase. But yeah, you're right. It's very possible.
And that's the real problem for me is it's totally going to be – just like now, if they don't laser you when you're speeding, it's your word against theirs, and you pretty much always lose that. So now it's – well, he was on his phone. Well, basically, anybody's going to believe that. Any judge is going to believe that you were looking at your phone or holding your phone. So now it's just going to be a he said, she said with a law enforcement officer. So it really puts more pressure on law enforcement officers to, do the right thing, use their judgment if they think somebody's looking at their phone or whatnot. But most cars are coming out with Apple CarPlay now, so that makes things a lot easier for you to do things that are hands-free. So hopefully that's how it kind of goes.
But the interesting part about it is it's the part of the slippery slope. We started off with you can't text and drive. Now it's you can't manipulate your phone. But wait a minute, the cars now are being built up so they transfer all the information on your phone onto the screen of your car.
So can you push the screen, the navigation screen? Right.
That's right. Can you use the touch screen? The touch screen, and can you text that way? Because hey, I think Ford vehicles actually have that that ability to do.
Right. So I think that people should know by now you shouldn't be texting and driving. But if you needed the government to tell you, it sounds like Florida, you may be getting that as soon as 2019. So that's our update. And again, if you want to be entered in to win the tickets to the East-West Shrine All-Star Game here in Tropicana Field in St. Pete, like the podcast, 5-star review the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and your name is automatically entered into the pool that we're going to be picking from. And we're going to be picking a bunch of names, so you have a pretty good chance of winning it if you are one of the people that do that. So we'll be looking out for that. We'll announce some winners on the podcast, but thanks for listening in.